Hello?
Hey, Roger. It's Aubrey, Local Splash.
Hey, Aubrey.
Hey, just want to go ahead and give you that follow-up here. Were you able to see if your other phone was working, or?
Yeah, I'll hold on just 1 minute. I got him on the other line. Hold on. Charlie.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. Carly. Hello.
Tell me.
So, dang, things not switching back. Darn, can you hold on and?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. Well, hold on here. Carly.
Yes.
Say, does Home Builders line ring at the office there at that 859-3777?
I don't know.
I just tried it and it went to...
Let me see. Let me try it on my cell phone.
I think ever since that fire, the number's still active, but it's just not. I need to maybe get a hold of the phone company and try to get that worked out.
I always thought 3777 rang to the farm.
Well, I think it went down there too, but... It's all the phone equipment up here got burned up in the meantime.
Yeah, it's not coming down here.
Okay. Yeah, it just goes to voicemail. There's no voicemail. All righty. Well, thank you a lot.
All right. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I guess we'll just use this other number for right now.
Yeah, no problem. I will put the other one in the alternate contact. So, you know, once you guys do get that working, we can go ahead and set that live for you as well, okay?
Yeah. Can you hold on just one quick second again?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
Hold on a second again.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Still me.
Okay. You know, she had her, she was on her way. I was going to have her participate in this. She's at the post office. She's on her way here. But anyway, yeah, this is horrible. Went through this darn bad fire. And then my home in Florida got hit with back-to-back hurricanes a month later.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It seems like it's hurricane season every season down there.
Oh, man, I got hit by that one EM 3 years ago. I paid $208,000 in insurance on my house, and they gave me $5,000. So I canceled my insurance, and then here comes... Helene got us. I live on a little key down there, 14-mile-long key, and it put about 20 inches of water in my darn lower level of my house. And so we run all the way down there, and the neighbors all call and say, "Don't come, Milton. We got another one on the way." And Milton came in there, put 5 feet of water.
Wow.
And I'd cancel my insurance because they didn't pay nothing to begin with, so I'll pay them that kind of money. $14,000 a year for nothing. Bullshit.
Man. There's got to be a workaround or something for that, right? Or is that just like a...
Well, they did everybody that way. You know, it's like this last one, I had several neighbors lost their dang houses. At least my house upstairs wasn't even scathed. It was the lower level. But I've got it all rebuilt. I did it all myself because I didn't have any insurance, so... But it was extensive. It's a big house. And I got to be back down there June 2nd. They're putting a new downstairs patio door, and I'm putting a new roof on the house. It's got a metal roof, but I'm just tearing the whole thing off, putting a new one.
It's changing it up a little bit. Understandable.
Yeah, it's, but everything you do is expensive, especially down there. But so where do we, what do you need
to
know?
So let's go ahead and get the business information corrected first here to make sure everything is on the accurate up and up there. Now, home builders and modernizers that have an LLC at the end, like on the business cards, business notes, things like that?
No, it's just home builders and modernizers.
Perfect. And then the business address is 8751 South Union Road, correct?
That's right.
All right. And that's Miamisburg, Ohio, 453-42.
Yeah, 453.
Okay, perfect. And I do have your first name here, Roger. What is your last name?
It's Wax. W-A-X.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and update that here for you. All right. Excellent. All right. Let me go ahead and get the Roger Wax. Business phone 937-313-3091. And the card information, is the address for that? That's the same as the business address, or is that different?
Well, the card would be the same.
8751 Suns Union Road.
Yeah.
Annisburg, Ohio, 45342.
Well,
okay.
Let's see. Hold on a minute. Let me get my cards. I'm going to put them on a different card. I have to put on my daggone glasses so I can see what crap without them.
I'm in the same boat. If I don't have my contacts and my glasses in, I can't see anything. The world is a big fuzzball to me.
Yeah, it's I can see, but I can pass my driver's test without them, but I can't see that little stuff. And Well, I may want to put that on an American Express card.
American Express. So that'll be 15 digits. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I'm ready when you are.
Okay. That's 3767-523-021-62005.
All right. Just to make sure I have it correct for you here, that's 3767-523-021-62005.
That's correct.
All right, perfect. And the expiration?
Is 9/28.
All right, September 2028. Perfect. And then the security code?
Is 052. Or do you want the four-digit one?
The four-digit, yeah.
Is 3474.
3474. All right. Let me update that here for you. Now, before I process that, I do have to go through our voice verification with you. It's just an added layer of protection for you. We want to make sure that, you know, you have all the information here, and we want to make sure that you're as protected as possible. If I'm going too fast or if there's a point that doesn't sound like it, you understand it very well, please cut me off, and I can go over that with you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Home Builders and Modernizers.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Roger Wax, owner.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we provided you your security code and a security question from earlier, so that you can verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? They'll all come from our 877 number.
Okay, 877 inquiries will be from 877.
Yeah, so that'll be 877-635-6225. You can say that in your contacts as Local Splash.
Local.
Mm-hmm. Splash. Like a splash of water.
Oh, Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right, perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And as part of the voice verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google Guaranteed application, and any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of the account. Do you agree to submit these forms and items within a reasonable time frame?
Yes. What were they again, or were you sending me something about that?
Yeah, so you're going to receive an email that'll have the Google verification. So it'll ask you for, pictures of license, insurance, equipment, things like that.
Okay.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. That is May 22nd, 2025, and the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd, and the amount of $249, this will be a recurring payment for you, okay? You may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. That'll be our 877 number. You must speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we have representatives all over the world at your disposal, okay? Do you understand and agree to renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right, excellent. Let me go ahead and process this here for you here. The very next step we are going to take here is getting your client interview set up, as we discussed earlier. So this is just to get your content editing, your quality control. We want to make sure your details for your website and things like that will be squared away for you, okay?
Okay.
And we will set a date for that. You don't have to do that today if you don't have any time today. But let me see what times I do have available for you. Let's see. Okay. What would a comfortable day for you be? I do have the 22nd and 23rd, but I do have today and tomorrow slots open. If you wanted to go through it today, I do have slots for, let's see, noon to 1, or 1 to 2. Sorry about that. I have 1 to 2 p.m.
Let's do tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. All right. So for tomorrow, I have all day up till the lunch period. So that would be about 3:15. So I have from 10 o'clock a.m. to 3:15 completely open, or 2:15 completely open. Then I do
what
have...
About, let's say around 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? Let's see here. Absolutely. I'm right. 11 o'clock. Perfect. So you're going to receive an email in just a moment. For the calendar listing for the client interview. So give me one moment here. I'll get that set for you. Okay.
937-313-0091. Curtis.
Just to confirm the email address I have here, that is the curtis@waxpoint.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Why Curtis?
Well, you could do
now, is it, sorry about that. Go ahead.
You could do, he's my office manager. You could do, Roger@Waxco. Same email, just Roger. To Curtis.
Gotcha.
I might. All right.
Now it's Wax Point, like with a C, right? Not Wax Point with a C, with a P.
That's Wax Co. Wax Company.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Perfect.
And I am a senior. There's a Roger Jr. But he won't be involved in, I mean, his email is not the same as mine at all anyway.
Right, perfect. So go ahead and see if you receive that email. That'll come from Aubrey, Local Splash. See if the time looks good for you. And then go ahead and accept that for me.
Let's see here. Glasses back on. Now is this, I got one here, it's your everyday productivity app. Work with your assistant. Is that from you or?
No, so it'll be from Local Splash. That'll be from Aubrey, Local Splash.
All right, let me see here. Okay.
Right, perfect. And you'll go ahead and add that
Friday,
to your
May
calendar.
23rd, 8 to 9, yeah. Pacific time, Los Angeles. Yes, I'll be there.
Perfect. And then once you add that to your calendar there, you should have received a text and an email that says initial invoice. Do you see that?
Let's see. You got the invite.
You know what? That's, hold on a second. Sorry about that. I forgot we changed your email for the invite. So the initial invoice and things are going to go to the curtis@waxcoinc.com. So give me 1 second. Let me update that here. I'll send you a new one.
Okay. I'll just give Curtis a heads up if he's received that.
All right. Perfect. So I did update your email there to the Roger@waxcoinc. And let's go ahead and get you that email.
How are you, Lil?
Good.
All right, respect. So I did update that. There we are, the initial invoice. All right, go ahead and tell me if you see that email. I just sent that away for you.
Yep.
It'll say local splash. Yep, it'll say local splash, initial invoice.
Okay, your call tracking number is 937. Let's see. That's the one I wrote down. Okay, 326-2993. That's the number that we'll be using to visit someone. I was going to have my wife participate in this because she's busy cooking.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Text notification with each incoming lead you are receiving. These texts will always come to from 7024. Let me make a note of that.
Well, you're not going to lose that. That's an email. So you can go back and refer to it again and again and again. Okay, so what is it that he needs to do now?
So you're going to locate the local splash initial invoice. That'll have your terms of service. It came in as a text message as well. I'm not sure if that came in for you, but it's also an email. So that'll be the, so it'll say click here. Go ahead and click that. It'll bring up the terms of service for you. You'll see three check boxes and you'll see two orange boxes at the bottom for signature and date. Go ahead and make sure everything looks good for you. And then go ahead and check those three boxes, sign and date, and then go ahead and submit that.
Okay.
And then it'll take
okay,
you to
well,
your dashboard.
Lily, I got it. You're going a little too fast for us. We're a
little well, sorry.
So if you will hand me your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything because he's working on his phone and hovering over it. So.
Okay, no problem. So for the initial invoice email there, that was sent as an email. I sent that to the Roger at waxcoint.com. You're going to open that up there, and you'll see a blue link that says click
okay,
here.
Okay, well, hang on just a second. Go back to your
Absolutely.
Email. I don't even know. Okay, the initial email is local/support initial invoice, right?
Correct. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and click that.
Okay. Click here to accept.
Correct.
To accept that?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And that'll open your terms of service.
All right. I see
go ahead and make
boxes.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead and click those three boxes. Make sure those are check marked. Then you'll see the two orange boxes for your signature and date.
Okay, well, I don't know. You've got our mobile phone number as 859-3777. That's me.
That's when we get that activated, we can add it. It's going
to be. Yeah, so we added that to the account. He wanted us to add that to the account. I'm not sure if you guys are going to use that as the main phone, but the preferred phone is the 3091 number.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to make sure that's not the number.
Absolutely.
That you're going to use. All right, so I checked the three boxes.
I'm just going to sign down there and see.
Click here and type your name. Okay. Okay.
Perfect. And that should take you to your dashboard there. You'll be provided with your login credentials for that. You won't see any data. Oh, go ahead. Sorry about that.
I can't get anywhere to move forward beyond. Wait a minute. Maybe that was it.
You may have to turn the phone sideways. Sometimes that is a thing.
Okay, so now welcome to local Splash.
Perfect.
What I get.
Yep.
We log in.
Excellent. Yep. So it'll provide you with your login credentials there. So that'll be for your dashboard. You won't see anything in the dashboard for now because we haven't officially started anything yet. But that's where you'll go to see your analytics for keywords, running promotions, making any account changes, and things like that. Okay.
All right, well, so does he have his logon, his username, and his password already?
Yeah, so that should come over to you in the Welcome to Local Splash email. So it'll just be a big Welcome to Local Splash. The username is usually the phone number, so that'll be the 937-313-3091 number. And then it'll show you what your password would be right under that.
All right, so I just have to go back to email and get that.
So let me know if you don't see it, and I'll send another one for you.
Well, I've got local splash for that invoice, and then I've got call tracking.
So let me see here. Okay, so I do see the call tracking. That was sent about 7 minutes ago.
The
invoice.
The
Okay, so let me go ahead and send your welcome to local splash email here, just to back that up for you. Okay, so I did send that. Give that a couple seconds. See if you refresh that and see if you see that.
Well, not so far.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. I got it.
Perfect, perfect. All right, awesome. So that'll have your username and password there, so you can log into your dashboard account there. And then let me just go ahead and refresh your account here to make sure the terms and conditions came through for us. Okay, so the terms and conditions didn't come through. Give me 1 second here. I may have to send you just one more here. Okay, so I'm going to send over one more initial invoice. You don't have to worry. It's not going to stack up or anything, but it didn't come through for us that you signed it, so we might have, like, a small error going on, so I'm just going to send a new one for you, okay?
All right.
That'll pop up in your email in just a second.
Well, there it is.
So you see, okay. I was say, you're not seeing the email? All right. Perfect.
Okay. You want me to just click here?
Yes. Yep. It'll be the same thing. Yes, ma'am. It'll be the same thing there. It'll bring you to the terms and conditions. Check those three boxes. You might have to turn your phone sideways. Check those three boxes, sign, date, and then submit. And I'll refresh it for you.
Okay, it is not doing that. Are you serious? Son of a gun. No, I've got some weird... Well, I can't. Let me get to... Start by logging in. That's what I'm getting. So, you want me to log in and then it should come up?
Yes, try logging in. That's a little, that is odd. Because I already have your dashboard, so the system is registering that you signed terms and conditions, but I'm not seeing it on my end.
I am really having a hard time using his phone.
It may be a little easier on computer.
Yeah, well, I don't have one available at this moment. He just jumped
it down.
Okay, let's try it. Click here. The link you're trying to access has expired. To view the terms and conditions, please first log in and then open the link again.
Okay, so yeah, go ahead and log into your dashboard and see if that pops up.
Okay. Connect to Google, update, profile. I don't know what it is, but tell me where you want me to go.
Okay, so it's not giving you a notification in your dashboard there?
It says connect to Google in red.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then it says update. In red, our last SMS to you failed. Please review your cell phone number.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that sounds like it's tethering to the 3777 number, which it shouldn't be because we have that referred as the 3091 number. So let's see why that's happening here. Give me 1 second. I do apologize. Okay. 937-313-3091. Okay, so let's try removing the 3777 number, then sending the invoice for you. So we don't have that tethering issue, and we'll add that 3777 number after all that's done.
Yeah, they ran all the wires for that and everything, but we got to do an underground connection now, and then that number will come up after that.
Trying to get, you just swiped it back.
Okay, so tell me if you see this text message come in. I just sent one for you. See if
this
makes it a little
message?
Easier. Yeah.
Well, Roger, where would I find that on your phone?
It's very easy. Did it say hello?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Was that able to come through for you?
What is it that I should be seeing?
Yeah, so the text message will be. Yeah, the text message will be an initial invoice. So it'll say, let me pop it up here really quick so I can tell you exactly what it says as a text message. So it'll say, Roger, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice, of course, to the email, and then it'll say, please click here.
No.
You're not seeing that? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this is the only phone number that's on here, so text messages aren't getting through to it. Okay.
Hold on. Let's see here. No.
The last text message came in 20 minutes ago. So,
okay.
Nope.
Okay. So, let me, because I removed that other phone number. We'll put it back on here, of course, after we situate the terms and conditions thing. But I removed that other number, so the initial invoice should be updated.
All right.
It came through on email.
We got to the part where it says signed by Roger Wax and the date that it was signed. We got back to the terms and conditions.
Correct. Yep. Okay, perfect. So it was able to, it actually did take you to the terms and conditions this time.
Yeah, because it sent another email to his inbox instead.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, so now let's see if that works.
Okay, well, we've checked the three boxes. We've signed it. We've dated it.
You might have to turn it sideways to send to click the submit button. The phone.
There's no submit button. It says we already did all that.
Okay, so let me refresh your account here. Ah, perfect. Okay. Perfect. It did come through when you opened it up there. Okay, now we're updated. Now the phone number is updated. Now I can add your other contact in here. Perfect. Okay. Thank you for working with me, guys. I do apologize.
That other number, just they ran the new phone lines, hard lines, and we have to dig an underground cable from a pole over to the actual office.
Ah, gotcha.
Then they'll activate this. So they pre-wired everything except for that, and that's what we're waiting on now. And then we'll let you know when that number can be used.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, we are all set here. Let me be the first to welcome you guys to the Local Splash family. I'm definitely excited to keep up with you guys in your progress. I cannot wait to see how everything folds for you guys. Is there any questions that you guys do have for me while I still have you guys on the line here?
Well, I can't think of anything unless you would happen to know tonight's winning lottery numbers.
I wish. I tell you, I certainly wouldn't be on the phone right now, dude. Excellent. Well, you guys have been wonderful. Again, welcome to the family here. If you guys have any questions, you can feel free to text me at that phone number that I sent you those texts from. Those are my direct office number. I will receive those. Or you can send me an email.
Can you please say your number? Because we didn't get any text messages.
Oh, yeah. So the number is 877-635-6225. And then my extension is 1493.
And your name is?
My name is Aubrey.
Aubrey. Okay.
I was telling about that song by Brad. Aubrey goes her name.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. You guys have a wonderful rest of your day. I look forward to seeing you guys really soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.